Module 6. Weather. Weather sayings. English people have many sayings about the weather. Perhaps this is because English people talk about the weather a lot. English weather is hard to predict, so there are many sayings that are supposed to help you decide what the weather will be like. Many of them are about the possibility of rain. It rains a lot in England. When it rains, many young children sing, So, how can you tell if it is going to rain? Here are a few sayings to help you. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. This rhyme also works if you replace shepherds with sailors. Anyone working outdoors would be glad if it did not rain. Other sayings include rain before 7, fine before 11. A sunshiny shower won't last half an hour. Perhaps of all weather sayings, this one is the truest, although it is very difficult to say. It is a tongue twister. It is meant to be difficult to say quickly, and makes a joke of the fact that weather and weather sound the same. Whether the weather be fine or whether the weather be not, whatever the weather, we'll weather the weather, whether we like it or not.
The right clothes for the weather. I will be in New York next week for a holiday. I will be staying a whole week. I want to take my best summer dress, but I was told that it will be raining. Maybe I need to take my umbrella instead. Although it is still spring at home in Florida, it is sunny every day. And I have not worn a long-sleeved shirt or trousers in weeks. Could anyone who lives in New York give me some advice? Sarah, in Florida. It would be wise to bring a pair of jeans and a warm jumper. Even though it is spring, when the sun goes down, it can get cold very quickly. I wear a coat at night if I go out. I also think that you will need a raincoat and your umbrella. I heard on the news that New York is expecting heavy rain and storms. Most important, do not forget walking shoes. You are sure to do much walking seeing our city. Whether hot or cold, good quality shoes make a big difference. If your feet are comfortable, you will enjoy sightseeing. But if not, you'll just want to head back to your hotel. I am sure you will love New York in the spring. Tegan in New York. That is not an easy question to answer. The weather in New York changes all the time. The weather can be clear and sunny in the morning and raining by afternoon. At the moment, it is warm. Sometimes it is actually too hot. Light, cool clothes are best in this weather, But you should not forget your umbrella. You are sure to need it. Whatever the weather, have fun. Anne in Brooklyn, New York. Thank you very much for the advice. It seems to me that I need to take more clothing than I planned. I need to bring light, cool clothes for the hot days, a raincoat to protect myself from the wet, and warm clothes for the evening when it gets cold. Because of your advice, I will be comfortable and will enjoy my trip. But even better, it seems to me that the people in New York are very friendly and helpful. I cannot wait to get there now. Sarah in Florida.
A lesson that saved lives. On 26th December 2004, a young girl called Tilly Smith was on holiday with her family in Phuket, Thailand. No one knew what was about to happen. A tsunami that would kill about 200,000 people. Tilly had studied tsunamis in her geography class and had seen a video of a tsunami. "My mom didn't realize what was happening," said Tilly. But Tilly did. "I saw this bubbling on the water at the edge. The water and the foam looked as if they were boiling and were making a strange noise. The water was coming in, but it wasn't going out again. It was coming in and in and in towards the hotel." She turned to her mother and sister and told them that it was a tsunami. At first, they did not believe her. She was only 10 years old. Maybe she was just hoping to see a tsunami because she had studied it. Tilly's father went back to the hotel with her sister. They told the people who worked in the hotel what Tilly had said. Tilly ran out to the beach to warn the people there. The hotel workers believed Tilly. They began to get people off the beach. Only a few minutes later, a huge wave swept over the beach. This beach was one of the few beaches in Phuket where no one was killed or seriously hurt. This was all because of 10-year-old Tilly Smith. She and all her family escaped. The picture shows Tilly a year after the tsunami at a church service to remember the people who died.